Lord, I ask for your anointing on this word today. Lord, help me to communicate what you have put in my spirit, to proclaim what you have put in my spirit, in Jesus' name, and to articulate what you have put in my spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, last week, I just want to clarify something. Sometimes the Lord leads me to a message on the spot or a message, I call it a prophetic message. And the Holy Spirit leads, and not just me, other people who preach and minister. And we'd call that a prophetic word or whatever, a rhema word. The Holy Spirit leads me to proclaim that. That doesn't mean that when I prepare and proclaim series of messages, the Holy Spirit doesn't lead me in that too, okay? I just want to know that I believe the Holy Spirit leads me in the week as well as on Sundays. So he can give me a message on the spot, but he also, I seek the Lord for every message I preach. Not just for the message, I seek the Lord for the points that he wants me to say. And so you keep praying for me that the Lord will guide me and direct me, but sometimes there could be the whole message could be more like a prophetic word. It could be teaching, but it could be I felt urged and motivated to preach that. It was like a word in my spirit that I had to. If I didn't, I would be disobeying God. That's how strong it was. But that doesn't mean that I also seek the Lord to give messages throughout with teaching, right? The Holy Spirit can lead you in messages, series of messages, and that's what he's been sharing with me of how to accelerate just to review and finish what I've been preaching on. And that is that I've been preaching on that in these last days, we need to put our spiritual pedal to the spiritual metal. I know we heard the expression pedal to the metal. And we need to do that spiritually because we need to grow and spiritually accelerate in the kingdom in the last days. Things are accelerating. The kingdom of God is accelerating. The kingdom of Satan is accelerating. And so should we be accelerating in the kingdom. I don't want to be left in the dust of what God is doing. So if I'm not going to be left in the dust, I have to be accelerating with the Lord. But I have a responsibility. And I shared three of them about putting the spiritual pedal to the spiritual metal. To be spiritually advancing at a fast pace. Don't you want to go not like this? Then 10 years from now? 20 years from now? Don't you want to go like this?
Amen.
We want to accelerate and advance spiritually. And just, I shared three principles, three keys. We should be hungering more and more for the Lord and his kingdom. When that dwanes or that diminishes, so is your acceleration going to diminish. Keep asking the Lord for more and more hunger for the Lord because your hunger is either going to be increasing or decreasing. I after a while, it may plateau, it may stop, but it's not going to stay there. It's either going to be increasing or decreasing. So I want my hunger to increase more and more for the Lord and for the things of God. And the more I hunger for the Lord, the more he fills me and the more my spiritual capacity enlarges to receive more from the Lord. But my spiritual capacity does not enlarge unless I hunger more and more. And as I hunger more and more, he fills me, and then my spiritual stomach, so to speak, is enlarging that says, then I want more. So hunger more and more for the kingdom. Keep asking the Lord to give you a more of a hunger for the Lord and for the kingdom. Then I shared with you that we should be walking in humility. This is so important. I'm seeing this over and over again. Christians who do, walking in humility means so many things. It means repenting. It means going to your brother and sister and asking for forgiveness if you wronged them. It means, let me share something. We're in a body, believers. If you're having problems individually in your family, as a couple or married or don't be like the one brother that I went to once and the Lord gave me a word for him that he needed to be more loving to his wife. So I sat down with him. I'll never forget this. And I said, brother, I got to share something because I want the best for you. You're not treating your wife properly. And I told him X and X, Y and whatever. And he turned to me and said, that's my business. I say, it's my business. And that's the attitude of many American Christians today. That's my business. But may I say something? Your spiritual life is not only your business. That's right. It's the business of the body of Christ. We are in the body. What if my finger said, oh, that's the eye's business that's got, you got eye problem. That's my eye's business. No, if my eyes affect me, it's going to affect my whole body. We're in the body. We're to help one another. There's some things that are over your head that you need the body of Christ to pray for you. And until you humble yourself and say, I need the body of Christ, you're going to go on in the problems you're having. Amen. Walk in humility. Humble yourself before God and before others. What does the Bible say? If you humble yourself, God resists the what? The proud and gives grace to the humble. So I need more grace than this acceleration. So humble yourself. Walk in humility all the ways. Third, we should resist and remove anything that will destroy our spiritual life. That's either sin or anything that is a weight or a near, anything that dampens your Christian experience. If it's a TV program, it's a website, it's a song, kind of music you listen to. If it's an attitude, whatever it is, anything that diminishes and destroys my spiritual hunger and my spiritual advance, throw it out of your life if you're going to advance spiritually. I mean, I can walk with a big weight on top of my shoulders, but I can't walk too fast if it's a lot of weight. Throw the weight off. Whether that weight is sin or whether that weight is something that may not be sin, but it causes you to stop in your spiritual acceleration. Now, you understand what I'm saying? But let me give you a fourth key. If we're going to spiritually accelerate, we have to pursue and go after the supernatural things of the Lord. We serve a supernatural God. We're in a supernatural kingdom. And so we expect there's going to be supernatural things in the kingdom. And if I'm going to really move and really accelerate spiritually, I have to go after the supernatural. Go after. The Bible says, pursue love. It doesn't mean pursue love and that's it, stop. It's a comma. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Desire earnestly. The word there, desire, means where we get our word zealot or passionate or red hot. It means hot. It means be passionate, be fanatical, desire earnestly. Go, I mean, have a passion for it. Have as be zealous about it. Pursue love, but at the same time, go after with all your might, passionately, red hot spiritual gifts. Actually, in the original language, it's spirituals. Now, I say that because it means the spirituals in the context of the two chapters before where Paul talks about, I would not you be ignorant of the spirituals. It means more than the gifts. It means the supernatural manifestations of the Holy Spirit. In the context of 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. The spirituals is not just the spiritual life in general. It's the spirituals that specifically have to do with supernatural things, supernatural manifestations. And Paul is saying here, exhorting us, desire them. Earnestly desire, passionately go after them. Desire spiritual things. In fact, he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, in the context of 1 Thessalonians 5:19, where he says, quench not the spirit, the verse after that says, despise not prophetic utterances. And the quenching of the spirit specifically to the church of Thessalonica was quenching the supernatural manifestations of the spirit. And that's why he says, quench. Remember I said hot fire? He's saying, don't put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. Don't put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. In fact, fuel the fire. Go after the supernatural. It's sad that a big part of the body of Christ today teaches what's called the cessation teaching, that certain things today, certain supernatural manifestations have ceased. And they've even tried to use a scripture verse in 1 Corinthians 13 that says a tongue shall cease. But if you read the context of 1 Corinthians 13, if you keep on reading, it says the day will come when I will say face to face, whatever that time is where these gifts will cease. It says I'll see him face to face and I'll know as I'm known. May I say something today? I haven't seen Jesus face to face yet. And I don't know as I'm known yet. So these manifestations will continue to happen until the eternal state when Jesus comes. I won't have the need of these spiritual gifts. But until then, I need all of the spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit has not closed up office after the first century. If ever there's a time we need the supernatural power of God today, it's today. Because there's more supernatural manifestations of evil. Someone said, well, if it's supernatural, some Christians have the idea of there's two groups of Christians, some that think everything supernatural is of God, and then there's another group of Christians that everything supernatural is of the devil. Well, it's both. Do you remember when Moses threw down his rod, it turned into what? A snake. Do you remember that? Well, the magicians threw down their rods, and what happened? Snakes also. It's very similar too, right? Look very similar. Ah, but Moses' snake gobbled up all the other snakes. You see, the answer is not that we don't have a supernatural snake, if I can say it like that. The answer is not that I deny that. The answer is I need a supernatural power that will devour supernatural evil in the end time. Amen. So the God, and he said, I will pour out my spirit in the last days. Now, I don't know about you, when I get the picture of poured, I don't get the idea of dribbling. I don't get the idea of a little drizzle or a little, you know, coming out of the cup. When I think of pour, I think of saturation. And so I need a supernatural manifestations of God, because God is supernatural, the kingdom is supernatural, Satan's kingdom is supernatural. So if I'm going to win the battle here, and if I'm going to advance spiritually, I need all of the supernatural power of God that he has. And by the way, the supernatural manifestations puts the pizzazz in the Christian life. It's the seasoning in the Christian's life. I got to tell you a story. One time I preached at a church, actually, that I found the Lord through the. I went to Wana and went to Sunday school, and actually through that church I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I thank God for that. Well, anyhow, I had the opportunity many years later to preach at this church. So after the message, after the service, one of the elders or deacons invited me to his house for dinner. And he said, we're having roast beef. And I said, oh, praise God. Amen. So we had the table spread, and here comes the roast beef. And I was so hungry, I could eat the whole roast beef there. And so anyhow, he cut the pieces, you know, and I had... And I put on my plate and mashed potatoes and everything. And so I cut the first piece, I put it into my mouth, and honestly, I thought I was eating cardboard. No seasoning at all. No salt at all. I said, can I have some salt, please? And he said, then he gave me a whole lecture about salt, how bad sodium is for us, and salt and everything. Now I can go back, because I am a little bit more knowledgeable in nutrition. I can say that sea salt is good for you. Amen. But we weren't into that stuff way back then, you know. And so, but you got to understand, I was raised on a Mediterranean diet. And a Mediterranean diet, it has seasoning. Okay, right, Matina? Has seasoning in it. But there was no seasoning. Now you can have a Christian life with no seasoning. And you can have the meat, yes. But you have no seasoning, it doesn't taste too good. There's something about seasoning, amen? Well, there's something about seasoning in the Christian life. Amen. We need the supernatural stuff. The supernatural stuff. In the last days, there's going to be supernatural stuff on both sides, and we need the supernatural manifestations. And you're going to, when you experience more and more of the supernatural things of God, you get more of a hunger for the kingdom of God. You've got to understand something. God is supernatural. We don't approach him. What's a problem with the church today, and we're on the, I know my sermons are on the website. Here's the problem with the church in general, is that we approach God only through our intellect. That's our Western way of doing it. The Eastern mind experiences God through the Spirit. And if we're going to experience God, we just can't experience him with our mind. We need the Spirit stuff, the supernatural stuff. That's why Paul said, I will go on to visions and revelations. That's why he says, desire earnestly the spirituals. That's why he says, quench not the Spirit. I remember I was telling the men at breakfast, I was in a Greek class, and my professor, which I love, I thank God I received so much from him. But I remember him, we're coming to 1 Thessalonians. We had to translate all the 1 Thessalonians. We came to this verse. And he said, the two verses, quench not the Spirit, despise prophetic utterances. He said, now, in light of our belief, what do we do with these verses? And that stuck with me. What do we do with these verses? I tell you what we do with these verses. We obey them. We quench not the Spirit. And how do I quench not the Spirit? By not despising that prophetic utterances. But not despising the supernatural. But going after the supernatural. You see, the enemy knows what I'm talking about today. And he knows the power, the supernatural power of God. So that's why he has worked, I believe, he's worked in the church to poo-poo these things. Because he knows we need the supernatural power of God in these last days. If we're going to do supernatural things and see God work mightily in our church. And see, like we've seen today, healings like this. But in some churches you won't see that. If they don't believe that, they won't receive that. Amen. If you don't believe, you won't receive. If you don't believe in the gospel of salvation, you won't receive salvation. If you don't believe in God, that God heals today, you're not going to see too many healings today. But as you, Jesus said, according to your faith be it unto you. So therefore, if my faith is that God is still working supernaturally, therefore I'm going to receive some supernatural stuff. Stands to reason, doesn't it? So I need to pursue the supernatural. Now, I can believe in the supernatural, and I believe in the supernatural presence of God. And by the way, I think you start by pursuing the supernatural presence of the Lord. That's been my desire lately, is to experience the supernatural manifest presence of the Lord, because the presence of the Lord is going to change people. And it means that you have to hunger for this. I mean, you got to desire this. God wants to pour out his presence and release his presence in everyone, not just a few here. He wants to release his presence in your life so he give you some pizzazz in your Christian life. Amen. To experience the tangible presence of the Lord. I'm reading through Ezekiel again, and I noticed one phrase over and over and over and over again. I highlighted it, that they may know that I am the Lord your God. God wants you to know and show himself real to us. He's not just a God of intellectual ability. He's a God that's real, that manifests his presence. He's supernatural. Therefore, I should hunger after the supernatural presence of the Lord and hunger after him and experience his supernatural presence. Hallelujah. Every time I've hungered in the past for more of the supernatural presence of the Lord, he's met me, he's given it to me, and it's been a change in my life and my ministry. Way back when I was desiring to worship the Lord, and I just had a desire to worship the Lord, and I would hear these men of God in a pastor study praising the Lord and worshiping in tongues and spiritual languages, and I said, oh, that's so beautiful. I'm so restricted in my praise. I felt like I'm in a box. I just need to get out of the box. And I would hear these men praising the Lord and singing in the Spirit and singing in worship and praising. And then right away my intellect says, no, it's not for today. No, it's not. But then I heard the reality of all this praise and worship to God. And I said, Lord, I want whatever they have, I want it. And so the Lord had to show me scripturally first. That's how he dealt with me. That this is for today. That it's for today. Then he had to show me scripturally that it's not only for today, it's for me. I like what Peter says in Acts 2. And he'll put, this is for your children and your children's children and all those who are far off. So this is for everybody. For every Christian. Amen. The supernatural stuff. The supernatural presence of God. The supernatural gifts. Now I'm going to say it boldly, and I believe this from Scripture, that I believe speaking in tongues is a supernatural manifestation. But I believe it's for every child of God. Paul said, I would that all you have spoken tongues. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, it doesn't say some of them spoke in tongues, and some of them taught, and some of them preached, and some of them showed gift of mercy. We believe in all of that. But when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they said they all spoke in tongues. What's happening? The way into the supernatural, and you may not like what I'm going to say, but the way into the supernatural door is through the door of tongues. It is. It is. I could show you scripturally from the book of Acts. They spoke in tongues, then they prophesied. Acts 2, the Holy Spirit filled them, and they spoke in these spiritual languages, and then spiritual things happened. It's not the end, it's the door into it. God, I can tell you firsthand, I was a pastor that needed this. I believe God filled me with the Holy Spirit for holiness. I believe the Lord filled me with the Holy Spirit for boldness and witnessing. I had those things in my life, but I lacked the supernatural element in my life. And when I received the spiritual languages, it enriched my spirit, my prayer life. It enriched my worship. It enriched my praise. It moved me into the supernatural realm. I can tell you firsthand. Right after I received, the Lord began to open up other gifts of the Spirit in my life. I remember at a Christian and missionary camp, at a healing service, because they believe in healing. And it was an anointing service. This is right soon after I received the gift of the spiritual language of tongues. I was in a healing service, and I remember this distinctly. This is right after this. And they were praying for the sick. And I'm sitting in the back, and I see a picture. I mean, more than a picture, a vision of a heart, the color of a heart. I mean, it was in color and everything, beating improper, not regularly. And I said, ooh, what do I do with this? I saw it. So I just, I just went up there and I said, I don't know how to say this, but I see this and I believe that the Lord wants to heal somebody of an irregular heartbeat. I humbled myself to the leadership who was in lead. And the brother said, and released it out to everybody else. And it was a pastor's wife that was going the next day for a procedure. And all the elders and the pastors came over and prayed over her. And she got healed. She got healed. I didn't heal her. All I'm saying is I released what the Lord gave me and it moved me into the supernatural realm. What I'm saying to you folks, you say, I haven't heard this. I haven't been taught this. Listen, that's why the enemy does not want this taught. He knows there's power in this stuff. So that's why he's going to push a doctrine, and I know where they're coming from. I had the 88 reasons why this wasn't for today. I had the 88 reasons. But thank God the Holy Spirit broke through in my life and gave me 100 reasons why it's for today. Amen. And this is for you, Christian believer. This will help you. This will give you a poof. And it'll move you through the door. But don't just stop there. I was sharing with Marty where Paul said, I speak in tongues more. Paul said, more than all of you. And I was reading a Greek commentary that says that not only does it mean more often, it's an adverb, but it means more as far as in the deeper realms of that. And my wife and I were singing a song that we knew, I will praise him in English. But then I start praising that song, I will praise him in tongues. There's singing in the tongues. There's singing. It's beautiful, Christian. Don't let man rob you of the things of God. Don't let man's teaching strip you from the power of God. This is real. Half the church around the world have entered into this. This is real stuff. God is pouring out his spirit. God wants to put pizzazz in your Christian life. God wants to see. It's so exciting in the Christian walk to see God using you supernaturally. You may be in a restaurant and the Holy Spirit may move you to say, pray for that person and just strongly move upon your heart. That's what supernatural stuff is. And you go to pray for that person and the Lord uses you and that person gets healed. God wants to use the whole body here. Isn't it a blessing to be used of the Lord in these last days supernaturally? Listen, it's not going to be our intellect. It's not going to be our initiative. It's not going to be our flesh that's going to destroy the works of the devil. It's going to be the supernatural presence of God Almighty that's going to break the yoke of the enemy. Amen. God wants to bring something in your life where you can praise him supernaturally and worship him supernaturally and desire his supernatural presence and experience his supernatural. You say, what kind of supernatural? We talked about joy. There's supernatural joy. You know what I'm seeing? God's people today? No, they're under a burden. They're under depression. I'm seeing so much depression. Do you know you can have a supernatural joy that can break that depression? I shared the story about in Faith Home in Zion about the brother that was burned out and he came. Faith Home was a place where ministers came, missionaries came to get fired up again and recharged. And they have different houses and they have services every day, prayer every day. And the brother came. He was just burned out. I don't know if he was a missionary or what. And they prayed over him and nothing happened. And the pastor of the Faith Home said, "What you need to do is you need to go into the middle of the park." And you need to, in the middle of the night, and cut loose praising God with all of your might. Just praise him and keep praising him until there's a breakthrough. And so he did that. He went in the park and praised, started praising the Lord. First he said he was going, "Oh, praise you, thank you, praise you." And then after a while, he praised you, wonderful Jesus. And after a while, he just kept getting into it more and more and more. And then depression broke, he said, and the joy of the Lord was poured out on him. Ha ha! They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts 13 says at the last verse. They were all filled, continually filled with the Holy Spirit and with joy. There's supernatural joy. This is supernatural stuff. You got to go after it, though. You got to go after it because the enemy doesn't want you to have. This is your possession. Just like the children of Israel went into the promised land and they laid hold of the promise and they laid hold of what God gave them. But you have to go in and you're going to have to because the enemy's going to fight you tooth and nail. He's going to give you philosophy. He's going to give you theology that says it's not for today. After the apostles died, the Holy Spirit closed up office. He doesn't do those things anymore. And then, or else you say, you're not good enough. God, my mother's in heaven today. Thank God. Both my parents, both of them are with Jesus today. And I thank the Lord for that. But I had the hardest thing ministering to my mom about the fact we talked many times about tongues and spiritual languages, and she said, "Nick, I'm not good enough for that. I'm not spiritual enough for that." She was saved, but she had in her mind she had to be up here spiritually before she received. See, the enemy deceives that way. See, these are gifts. All of these are gifts of the Lord. You don't earn any of this. You don't earn the presence of the Lord. I can come into the presence of the Lord because of the blood of Jesus, as we sang today. It's all mine. It's my inheritance. Everything that God has purchased in Christ is mine. The devil is deceiving you, saying you're not worthy. Yes, in yourself you're not worthy, but Jesus made you worthy in him. And these gifts are yours. Romans 11 says the gifts of God are irrevocable. They're irrevocable. God doesn't take them back. He's given them freely. You don't earn these things. I've shared this before, and I'm going to share it again so you know it is in your spirit. I saw a five-year-old boy, 5 years old, not only get saved, but get filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke fluently in spiritual languages. 5 years old. Thank God he had no theology to mess him up. But he just was fluently. But there's fear. There's fear. There's fear. When revival hit the church I was pastoring in Zion, young couple came on a Sunday night. That's the same night that I think that you received, honey. And this young couple came up. Holy Spirit fell on them. fell on them. And they began to praise the Lord in tongues. And they were just caught up in the Lord, just speaking in praise languages. I had an elder come up to me and say, "Stop it. They're in a trance." Of course, I didn't stop it. I'm not going to quench the spirit. But there's a fear. You know what the fear is? The Lord told me just this past week what the fear is. One of the fears is they're not in control. People want to control things. You can't control God. You can't control that. You got to surrender to what he's doing. Quench not the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you into error. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you away from Jesus. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you to Jesus. When I was a pastor, night pastor, Pacific Garden Mission, I met all kinds of Christians from all different walks of life, all Pentecostal, full gospel, and so I would meet these Christians that would be spirit-filled Christians, and I saw joy and a love in their life, and I said, it doesn't look like Satan. They're more in love with Satan. They're more in love with Jesus. Holy Spirit leads you to Jesus. Doesn't lead you away from Jesus. He may not lead the way you think you should be led, but he leads you to Jesus. And I'm talking to every Christian today, whether you've been saved 1 week or 10 years or 20 years, these supernatural manifestations are for you. God wants to freely give them to you and bless you and use you. He wants not only you to bask in his presence, he wants you to experience the supernatural presence, but then he wants you to release it to other people. It's a blessing to see our people here praying for each other. That blesses me. I want our teens to move into the supernatural. I want our children to move into the supernatural. I've seen it, beloved. I've seen children praise God supernaturally. I know it can happen. I've seen teens praise God supernaturally. I know it can happen. But you got to hunger for this. You got to pursue it. You got to go after it. You got to want this. God's not going to force this on you. Don't be settling for anything less than God's best. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder maybe we can sing a song, Anointing, if we know. We haven't sung that in a while. Anointing, Fall on Me. And I gave an invitation for salvation earlier. Now I'm going to give an invitation the Christians, for the supernatural presence of that you want to go after the supernatural things of God. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You want the whole deal, the whole ball of wax. Nothing short of what God wants to give you. Don't let man rob you of what you can have. It's freely given to you by Jesus, and God wants to give it to you freely. Whatever it is, could be supernatural. Maybe you have received tongues, but maybe God wants to release you in another supernatural realm of it, deeper realm of it. Maybe it's supernatural joy. Maybe it's supernatural peace that you need. Maybe it's supernatural power in your life. You just need more supernatural stuff. Amen. I want more supernatural stuff in my life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is fun, isn't it? Yes. Hallelujah. Some of you lost your joy. You need some supernatural joy, unspeakable and full of glory joy. Amen. Laughing joy. Overflowing joy. I heard a song on K-Love this past week. I just caught the end of it. It's overwhelmed. Something about overwhelmed. Maybe you can help me later, somebody. I thought that was a beautiful song. I want to be overwhelmed by his presence. Yeah. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. You want more today? I want you to come forward. Say, pour it on me, Lord. Pour it on me, Lord. Pour it on me. Pour it on me, Lord. Sweet anointing. Open your spirit up. Open your spirit up. God wants to give you a spiritual language. If you haven't, God wants to give you more of the supernatural things of God in your life. But just open your spirit up today. Seek more. Seek the Lord and His strength, the Bible says. You seek the Lord, but you seek His strength too.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Anointing.
Anointing fall.
And ask the Lord to fall, 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 fall.
Touch my hand, Lord. My mouth and my heart. Feel my life, Lord.
Jesus. Just praise Him where you're at right now. Oh, Jesus. Just praise Him where you're at right now. Just praise Him where you're at right now. Give Him a hunger, Lord. Give Him a new hunger for You, Lord. A new hunger for You, Lord. A new hunger for You. Oh, Jesus. God wants to restore somebody. God wants to restore somebody. God wants to recover. He's a God of restoration. He can, David said, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship Him right there. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Speak out. Take a step of faith. Speak out. Speak out. Take a step of faith. Sweet Spirit in this place today. Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit. Lord, fill Your people with joy today. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, joy, Lord. Release that. You know, you got to take a step of faith and begin to speak out praises in spiritual languages and also sing. You can sing in the Bible says, sing in spiritual languages. Just begin to do that every day. We have some literature back there that will help you about this, the Pentecostal filling of the Holy Spirit. Take it. Lord, we just thank You for Your presence today. Hallelujah. If you want to continue to talk to me after the service more about this, I'd be willing to talk to you. Lord, just help us to be more hungry for You. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless. See you Wednesday night. If you want to continue to pray, continue to pray. Don't leave because the service is dismissed.